Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures settled lower across the board today, with corn closing down around 4 cents. December corn at 4.13 and a half, down 4 and a quarter cents here. Beans down as well, down 5 to 7 cents. November new crop beans 9.97 and a quarter. That was down 7 and a half cents. That was about a nickel off of the low and about 11 cents off of the high from earlier in the day. Wheat futures lower as well, down 8 to 9 and a half cents in the Chicago wheat, Kansas City wheat, and December down 6 at 5.31 and three quarters. There have been some people looking in here to buy call options if they've already sold their wheat to replace those bushels if the market does go back up. So they're buying calls to offset it if the market goes back up in the Kansas City wheat. And of course, that's if they've already sold it. But it was down as well today, down 14 of the last 15 days. So quite a longer-term bear market there. This morning we saw the results of the Canadian crop tour. They're estimating to have about 24 million tons of wheat. The USDA currently projects them to have 27 million, so that was considered a little bit bullish. Most of the loss is coming from the southeast Alberta region. They're looking for about 25 bushels an acre, about half what they should have.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The hedge funds are still long across the board. Days like today, though, that'll significantly cut back on that length just because they're selling here in all three contracts. This week, we've got a couple things on Friday that are grain-related and feed demand-related with the cattle on-feed report. Early estimates for on-feed are 101.4%, and that's 10.184 million head. Placed 99.6% is the guess, or 1.462 million head, and then marketed 95.1% or 1.756 head. This will be about the fourth month in a row that on-feed number is bigger than the previous year. The other report, which will also be Friday, is the cattle inventory report. Beef cows last time were 29.7 million head. The trend over the long term is about 32.5 million heads where we need to be to produce the correct amount of beef. So it's anticipated that there will be a little bit of heifer retention and maybe a little bit of beef cow growth, but the most we've ever grown is about 2% in 1 year. So we're still quite a bit behind where we need to be. That is also Friday, this Friday at 2 p.m. Other than that, tomorrow morning we have an export report, which will be the regularly scheduled Thursday report.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, August live cattle down 65 at 144.50, with October down 82 at 146.45. August feeder cattle 70 lower at 212.37. September down 87 at 210.60. 60. August lean hogs up 265 at 78.52, with October up $3 at 65.40. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 5.12 1/4. December down 5 1/2 at 5.32 1/4. September Chicago wheat 8 lower at 5.16 3/4. September corn 3 3/4 lower at 4.02 3/4. December down 4 at 4.13 1/2. August soybeans 2 higher at 10.20 3/4. November down 9 1/4 at 9.95 1/2. October cotton up 24 at 65.64. December up 30 at 64.54. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.